Shmuel Aleph, Perikov Aleph. This parak discusses Saul's raising the spirit of Shmuel HaNavi. In the previous parak, we saw how David gained the allegiance of King Achash while David was living in Ziklag. We see now that David had gained Achash's trust to the extent while Achash had asked David to come to battle against the army of King Shaul. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Achash el David Yodea Teda Ki Ichi Teitza B'machane Ata V'Nashecha. King Achash said to David, you know very well that you will go out with me in my camp against your own men, against the army of King Shaul. David then gave an ambiguous answer to King Achash. Achash appointed David as his bodyguard. Although the Navi does not discuss this right now, we will learn in Mirtas Shem in the next parak how David was absolved from his responsibilities to King Achash. The Navi now turns its attention to the story of Shaul awakening Shmuel up from the dead to seek advice on going to war against the Plishtim. Shmuel had died in Ramah, and all Yisrael mourned his death. The Malbim explains, had Shmuel been alive, the following events would have never taken place. In Pasuk Gimel, V'Shaul Heseres Avosa V'Esi Yedoni Me'aretz, and Shaul removed all the necromancers and all the Yedoni practitioners from the land. Just a word on what was Ol V'Yedoni. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samchayamas explains, Ovos would bring up the spirit of the deceased. The spirit would rest under the person's armpit and speak from there, as a voice would be heard. Yedoni, the diviner, would place a bone of an animal in his mouth, and the bone would start to talk. The Rambam learns these voices weren't real, and they were produced by deception. However, many other Mefarshim learn the voices were indeed real. The Plishtim had mobilized their troops in Shunam. Shaul had gathered Yisrael together in Gilboa. Shaul was in fear of the Plishti camp. Shaul tried inquiring to Hashem as to what to do. Hashem did not answer Shaul. Hashem didn't answer him through Nevuah or the Urim V'Tumim or even through a dream. Shaul inquired to his assistants to find a necromancer for him to ask. The servants located one, as it says in Pasuk Zion, Ishes Balas Ov Be'ein Dor, a woman who practiced Ov in the town of Ein Dor. There was no practitioner available because Shaul had gotten rid of them. So the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer explains, why was this Balas Ov practitioner still around if Shaul got rid of them? It's explained, Shaul was actually, the practitioner was actually Avner's mother. As Avner was the general for King Shaul's army, she was kept alive. However, she was warned by Avner very strictly not to practice. Her real name was Tzanea. I would like to also add that this is a very sensitive and delicate topic that requires a deeper and clear understanding of how and why King Shaul resorted to this, which is really beyond the scope of this year. However, the Tshuvas HaRadvaz explained, and this is just as an introduction, it's hard to imagine that Shaul would go directly against the Torah commandment, especially after Shaul himself rid the nation of Ov V'Yedoni practitioners. The Tshuvas HaRadvaz continues, Shaul would have never went against Halacha unless it was in his right to do so. As a king, Shaul had the right to act in a super legal manner and make a harus shah, a singular one-time ruling to protect Yisrael. As Shaul was not answered by prophecy, a dream, or the Urim V'Tumim, the war against the Plishtim could have devastated Yisrael, and therefore Shaul felt it absolutely necessary to seek out a practitioner who could help him. And Pasuk Ches, through Yeches, Shaul disguised himself and changed his clothing and traveled to the woman Ov practitioner at the night. The woman shared, King Shaul has banned her from practicing. She would be putting her life at risk if she would carry out the client's desire. Shaul swore, who was the client, that nothing will come upon her. The practitioner was told to raise Shmuel HaNavi up. The practitioner shrieked after seeing Shmuel HaNavi awoken from the dead. The Barbanel explains, why did she scream? Because when Shmuel's spirit came up, it bowed to the client. Then the woman realized the client was none other than King Shaul. King Shaul reassures the woman that nothing will happen to her. The woman describes seeing a man ascending from heaven wearing a cloak. Shmuel questioned Shaul as to why Shaul awoke Shmuel. Shaul related, Yisrael's in great danger by the Plishtim. What should I do? Shmuel related, don't you know, Shaul? Don't you know you lost the kingship from your family for not killing Amalek? You didn't follow the word of Hashem. David will be the future king of Yisrael instead of you. Rashi adds, Shmuel never explicitly told Shaul David would be the king. Now that Shmuel was dead, he had nothing to fear and was able to explicitly tell Shaul David would be the king. Shmuel continued, Umachar, as it says in Pasuk Yates, Umachar atu ubanecha imi. Tomorrow, you and your kids are going to be killed, and you're going to be here with me. Notice the word imi, with me, that Shmuel added. It's explained, even in King Shaul's darkest moment, we continue to see the greatness of Shmuel Navi. Shmuel said, imi, with me. After you die, you will be in the highest places of Olam Haba with me. However, the Vayikra Rav explains you need to go out and fight the war tomorrow. If you don't go out and fight the war tomorrow, you will not be in me, with me, in Olam Haba. This is amazing, as we've seen Shmuel's entire life was dedicated to give encouragement and strength to Klal Yisrael. Even after Shmuel has died, and while he's giving rebuke, he still slips in a hint of comfort, because that's the role of the true tzaddikim, to even while they're giving rebuke, also provide a nechama and a consolation. In Pasuk Ches, and Pasuk Chaf, through Chaf Hei, which is the end of the parak, Shmuel was devastated and frightened by the news. Shmuel had fasted an entire day and fell on the floor after hearing Shmuel. Correction, Shaul was devastated and frightened the news, and it was Shaul that was fasting. The woman and Shaul's servants encouraged Shaul to eat. The woman prepared a feast for them. Shaul and his men ate that night and left. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.